Hey everyone, welcome back to the Alberta Roundup. I'm your host, Rachel Emanuel. We have a lot of really great material for you guys today, so let's jump right into today's topics. An Alberta freedom fighter says he was released from RCMP detainment after hundreds of protesters showed up to the detachment where he was being held to protest for his release. The head of Alberta's RCMP says plans for provincial policing is harming its members. Two United Conservative Party leadership candidates dropped out of a recent leaders' forum at the last minute. You'll find out why today. We'll have, of course, our usual UCP leadership update. And the Alberta Prosperity Project has absolutely eviscerated candidate Leela Ahir after she accused them of being racist homophobes. All that and more in today's episode. Let's jump into today's topics. Coutts border protester Alex Van Herk says the Alberta RCMP dropped a condition which would force him to end contact with his best friend and fellow Coutts border protester after 200 people showed up to an RCMP detachment to protest his detainment. On Thursday evening, True North reported that 30 to 40 protesters gathered outside the RCMP detachment in Fort McLeod, Alberta, to demand Van Herk's release. As the night went on, that crowd swelled to about 200 people, who protested until Van Herk was released around 9 p.m. Van Herk told me he was being detained for obstruction of a peace officer during demonstrations at Grace Life Church. You guys probably remember the protest at Grace Life Church, where James Coates was the pastor. The RCMP went and erected barricades around the building to keep the community from continuing to meet in breach of the COVID-19 restrictions. Van Herk went the day those barricades were being erected, and he's been photographed holding one end of a barricade while the RCMP are holding another end. The RCMP told Van Herk's family on Thursday he would be released within a matter of hours, but complications began after Van Herk turned himself in. At this point, the RCMP added an additional charge of mischief over $5,000 stemming from the Coutts border blockade. Van Herk said he knew the charge was coming and was still willing to sign the documents until he saw a condition on the last page demanding he cease all contact with Marco Van Hoogenbos. I probably butchered that last name. I'm sorry, Marco. Marco is his best friend of 13 years who, as I mentioned, was also in attendance at the Coutts border protest. Van Herk told me he wouldn't sign the documents, but the RCMP were eventually forced to release him as the crowd swelled, and he told them the crowd would continue to grow and the situation would escalate until he was released. When I chatted with Van Herk on Friday morning, he was feeling very encouraged, and he told Canadians it's time to rise up against tyranny. Quote, "The power is in the people, but the people have to be there to do it." The head of Alberta's RCMP says a proposal for provincial policing is harming its members. Last week, I told you guys about Justice Minister Tyler Shando's blueprint for provincial policing. The proposal has not yet been confirmed. It's just an idea at this point from the province, but they said they want to have a transition ready in case it's needed. Now, Deputy Commissioner Curtis Zablocki said the province's proposal is impacting morale and causing staff concern for their future. Quote, "Quite frankly, it's been very disruptive and distracting for all our employees. Our staff are concerned about their futures and the futures of their partners and their families," he told the Canadian Press. Let's move into the controversy of the week. I'm sure you guys have heard about the Alberta Prosperity Project by now. It's a group which advocates for Alberta independence. They hosted a debate on Thursday evening with Rebel News in Edmonton, but only three candidates attended, just Brian Jean, Todd Lowen, and Daniel Smith bothered to show up. Rebecca Schultz and Travis Taves dropped out late last week, saying they did not know the event was going to be a fundraiser for the APP, which supports Alberta independence. Travis Taves' campaign chair also told CBC News his team didn't realize what the APP advocates for, which is interesting because on the first page of the APP's website, it states, "The road to freedom and prosperity is through independence." Huh, interesting. Guys, let's talk a little bit about what we're going to be watching in the weeks ahead. At the APP debate on Thursday night, Danielle Smith said she supports biological men participating in biological women's sports in some instances. Candidates were asked about how they feel about gender transitions for minors, as well as transgenders competing in sports. Danielle Smith said she thinks there should be testosterone testing to determine who can compete in biological women's sports.
I think there should be a testosterone level testing so that if you're above a certain level that perhaps, and there are some women as well who have a very high level of testosterone too.
She also said she has a non-binary family member. The other candidate said men should compete with men and women should compete with women. I'm interested to hear what the other candidates have to say about this issue. As well, what do you guys think? What is the solution to biological men who want to compete in biological women's sports? Is there a place for them or not? All right, let's move into our UCP leadership race update. We've already talked a lot about the candidates today. Of course, they are dominating the headlines in Alberta these days. No surprise there, as someone will be replacing Premier Jason Kenney as Premier on October 6th. But UCP leadership candidate and frontrunner Danielle Smith started off the week by responding to a voicemail, a rude voicemail, someone left claiming to be from the Smith campaign. Smith said the voicemail is fake. In the voicemail, the caller makes fun of the user for being vaccinated and uninvites them to a Smith campaign event for their apparent communist political views. In the days since this controversy has emerged, the Twitter user who posted the clip has protected their tweets, so I actually wasn't able to pull the clip for you guys today. Smith responded by saying the voicemail is clearly a prank, and she told people to avoid jumping to conclusions. This isn't the only incident we've had this week. Candidate Leila Ahir says her personal and public Facebook accounts have been hacked and are being used for sexual exploitation. Ahir's accounts were first hacked last week, and it seemed like a bit of a joke at first. She had a photo of a green Lamborghini being updated on her public Facebook page. A lot of people got a bit of a laugh about it. But in the days following, that breach grew much more sinister as hackers began using her personal account to, quote, purchase nefarious and disgusting content under my name, end quote. That's what Ahir said. What this means is that the hackers were posting child porn to Ahir's private Facebook page, and she was getting notifications in the middle of the night from Facebook that her account was abusing Facebook's policies. The leadership candidate held a tearful press conference about the incident this week. Take a listen.
To whomever perpetrated this attack on myself and my family, you will not win. I will not back down.
Danielle Smith also responded to the hack saying, quote, there has been an uptick in underhanded attacks on conservative women in the last week. However, I note that not everyone thinks Ahir is sincere. Some people have reached out to me to say this is all a ploy for attention because she's polling so low in the UCP leadership race right now. She's polling at the very bottom along with candidate Rajan Sawhney, who, as I've told you guys in previous episodes, has positioned herself as the antidote to Danielle Smith, the frontrunner Danielle Smith. Let's move into the Alberta politics funny moment of the week. The Alberta Prosperity Project has absolutely eviscerated Leila Ahir after she accused them for being responsible for racism, white supremacy, and homophobia. Ahir declined to attend their debate on Thursday night with Rebel News in Edmonton, but she said candidates that did participate are responsible for, quote, white supremacy, homophobia, and racism, end quote. The APP clapped back in a statement. Dennis Mogi, president, said Ahir is following in the footsteps of Premier Jason Kenney, who has similarly mischaracterized dissidents of his leadership. He also said Ahir is likely to lose her seat in the next election. In a statement to True North, Modri wrote, quote, both Ms. Ahir and Mr. Kenney have failed to understand that their poor performance, lack of integrity, lying, and spineless failure to stand up for Albertans have been at the root of the APP movement. He also said, quote, should we be surprised that Ms. Ahir has such appalling cognitive dissonance and lack of decorum? Of course not. She's at the highest echelon of cancel culture, an isolated socialist ideology from which she refuses to be educated, end quote. Ouch. I would not want to be on the receiving end of that statement, though I will say some of you are equally as ruthless online. Okay, everyone, that's it. Thank you so much for tuning into the Alberta Roundup today. If you like what I have to do or what my colleagues have to do, please support True North and this podcast by visiting donate.tnc.news. Thanks so much, and we'll talk next week.